How's everyone? Praise God. Wait till everybody gets back in, gets their seat, gets their weapons out, getting our Bibles out, get ready. I suggest to you, somebody made a statement, I think it was Pam, yeah, she just made that statement, that I talk fast. So you might take notes, you might not be able to follow and catch all the scriptures as I'm going in the Word. But we'll be speaking the Word of God, and we'll see what the Lord wants to say to us, each and every one of us here today. Thank you. You know, and open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 31 for our text today. But I was reminded with Moses in Exodus. And Exodus chapter 33, he told Moses, he said, "In my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And just as the Lord was with Moses and carried Moses through, that every word that the Father said to Moses came to pass, he was also with the next generation. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, and what I want to speak to you a little bit about in the subject today, is the next generation. Amen? That God's raising up the next generation. And in our text today in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 6, this is Moses. He's going to pass the baton to Joshua, and he says, "Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee, and he will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord have sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. In the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And today we're going to look at the freedom to flourish. He will not fail us. He will not forsake us. So it's important that we do not fear. Amen? I've got to make that declaration. I've got to make that decision. So let's lift your Bible with me, and let's just make a declaration here right now. Repeat after me. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I can be who God says I can be. I can do everything that God says I can do. I can have everything God says I can have. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. To the ones that are in this room, to the ones that listen to it through the website, Father God, as it goes out to all the nations. Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May Carl get out of your way. May I be an open vessel for your glory. And when everything is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're going to do in this house today. And we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at this, the Moses, and the Lord's been speaking to my heart about the next generation, and we're raising up the next generation. And one thing about the next generation will take the gospel and the kingdom of God further than the previous generation ever did. Amen. And God wants us as men and women of God not to hold back the next generation, but to fan that generation, because the next generation looks a little different. The next generation acts a little different. Amen. But it's the same God who's God over all. Amen. Let's not get them so caught up in a mold, in a box, that they can never expand the kingdom of God. Amen. One thing that says, God's word will never change. His ways are constantly changing with the times. But his word remains the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. The first thing he's telling them is that Moses is speaking to Joshua is he's just reminding Joshua that God will never fail him. He will not fail him. So look with me in Joshua chapter 1. You just turn a couple pages if you're in your Bible. And on your notes, this is the next generation. We went from the army of God. Verse number 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is the Lord speaking to Joshua. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God wants the next generation to get a hold of something, that he will not fail you, that he'll do everything he called you to do. Amen. Remember that the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. That God has a plan and a purpose for every man and woman that's in this room today. Amen. And all God's saying to you and I is he was asking you and I to get aligned with his will. Amen. Not my will, but his will be done. Amen. That means that calls for me to be a little submissive. I have to submit to his will. Amen. You know, and secondly, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, the next generation here is from father to son. We have David. You know, the Bible says David was a man after God's heart, and King David did a lot of wonderful things. But his son that followed him walked in wisdom. David wasn't always wise. Hello? But God said that David was a man after his own heart. Amen? And even though he's loved, but Solomon, he was walking in wisdom. Let me tell you something. Wisdom is increasing. You know, the next generation, they're going to find ways of doing things that we've never really looked at or, you know, I don't want to hold them a prisoner. I want them to be free to expand the kingdom of God in whatever way God chooses to do it. But the word of God says in verse 20 of 1 Chronicles 28, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. And do it. And do what? Do whatever God tells you to do. Just go ahead and do it. Even if it seems strange to you, even if it seems weird to you, when God says to do it, just do it. Amen? Kind of like Nike. What was Nike's symbol? Just do it. And he said here, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. You know, one thing the Lord always reminds me is he is the author and finisher. He always reminds me is he that has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. In other words, he's the author and finisher. He never starts something, he doesn't finish it. We're all a work in progress. Amen. I don't look like I'm supposed to look yet, but I'm in a journey. I'm being transformed into the image of the Lord. We're all being transformed. We go from glory to glory. Amen. So as we're going through this, God's saying, hey, in this transition period, like from King David to Solomon, everything changed. Amen. But the kingdom of God expanded. Amen. The kingdom of God is expanding. He says to you and I in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 26. He says, lift up your eyes on high and behold who have created these things that bring about their hosts by number and calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Not one faileth. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, you are not a failure. You are a success. God's in the midst of doing a work in your life. He is working to make you better. Now look next to the other side and said, it's an honor to sit beside you today. Can I rub some of your anointing? Rub some of that anointing on me. Amen. Amen. You know, that's something when you come into this atmosphere of all these brothers and sisters in faith, that everyone came in the place today as children of God with a measure of faith. Everyone came in this room today with a gift from God. He gives gifts to all men, to everyone. And you bring it into this room, and we have like a smorgasbord here because all of our faith is combined and united. Our gifts are coming together, and it's just a good time to be in the house of the Lord. Look at the one next to you and say, it's really good sitting beside you. You put a smile on my heart and a smile on my face. You know, the Lord said something to me one time. He says, when you keep a smile on your face, no matter what's going on, the people wonder what's going on. Well, what's he smiling about? We're at a funeral. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, God will never fail you. Secondly, he will never forsake you. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 17, he says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Is anyone going through a dry area in their lives spiritually? The Lord is saying he's opening up springs of drinking. How about that song? Drinking out of the springs of living water.
Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, are you thirsty? Take a drink. Don't spit on them. Amen. He says here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, he says this. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Look to your neighbor and say, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God has my back. Amen. Well, Pastor, why are you doing that? Well, guess what's taking place? You're hearing the word and you're speaking the word. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you're hearing the word and you're speaking the word, your faith is increasing. God wants you to have revelation and understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're more than a conqueror through him. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. God wants you to recognize who you are. The devil has tainted your identity. And God wants you to see yourself clearly. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. See, sing it better.
Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
It's going to be a bright,
sunshiny day.
Look straight ahead. There's nothing but blue skies. Don't you wish it?
Blue skies.
Yeah. Hey, my sisters, they sing good. I make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. But he says, always, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah.
All right.
They sing great, not good, great.
They sing great, and how do I sing?
You.
Uh-huh. Lord says. But you know what? You know my voice? It's beautiful to the Lord. Amen? It's really beautiful. Hey, what does he say? He's not going to fail us. He's not going to forsake us. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. He says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. In other words, what the Father is saying to you, he says, hey, I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. But that doesn't mean it's always going to look pretty. That doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some things. But what I am saying to you, sons and daughters, today is you'll never go through anything alone. I am always there. I'm as close as the call of my name. I told you I would not leave you. I told you I would not forsake you. I told you all you had to do is call unto me and I would answer you. And I would show you great and mighty things that you knew not. Amen. God wants us to be encouraged in this house today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, he's still on the throne. He is still King of Kings. He is still Lord of Lords. And you're still his child. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So he said in our text that he wouldn't fail us. He would not forsake us. Amen. So we're not to fear. I love some of the Isaiah chapter 41. Verse number 10. The word of God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Not maybe, not perhaps, but I will. I will. Amen. So the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, he said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Look at the one next to you and say, your mind is wonderful. You have the mind of Christ. Tell the one next to you, you're very smart. You're very intelligent. If you have the mind of Christ, and God was at the very beginning, and Christ was at the beginning, and all things were created by him and for him, and you were created by him and for him, therefore, you're one smart person. Hallelujah. No matter what the world says, God says, God says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's his power that is manifested in me. Devil, you have no place in front of me. Get behind me and stay behind me. I have dominion over you because of what Christ did for me. And Christ in me is greater than you. Give God praise. Hallelujah. So, it's a needle pulling thread. Law, I better not start singing again, y'all leave. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 18. God is what? God is love. God's in you. Who's in you then? Love. God is love. God is in you. So who's in you? Love. And in 1 John 4:18, the word of God says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. In other words, if you're operating in fear, you're putting your trust in you and not in him. You're putting your trust in self and not in him. It's no longer I, repent of me, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen? Christ is what? Christ is love. So love is manifested, and love will cast out all fear. Amen? So in closing today, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse number 4. The word of God says, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. You know, the title of this morning's message was Freedom to Flourish. Freedom to prosper. You know, the beloved said, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. And our soul is prospering today because of the word of God. Because his word is quicker, quick and powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So as we receive this word today, God wants us to understand today. Because what he's done, he will not fail us. He will not forsake us. And if we get revelation and understanding of that, we will not fear. Hello? Hello? You know, if you go to Joshua chapter 21, verse 45. The word of God says, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen? I don't know about you, but what that says to me, look at the one next to you and say, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You are peculiar. That you should show forth the praises of to him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. At one time, you weren't people of God, but now you are. Why don't you go ahead and give him a shout of praise? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You're preaching to her today. God wants to close a little bit different today. So can we just all stand? You know what the Father is saying? The Father is saying today, I want you to get a hold of this today. The Father is saying today that he's raising up another generation. And they're going to do things different than the way we did them. Bless them. Pray for them. Encourage them. Let's not hold them down. Let's allow them to be everything that God's called them to be. I don't know about you. Sometimes as we get set in our ways, it's kind of hard for us to change. But he says to you and I, recognize you didn't do everything your daddy did and your mama did. You know, and I believe in this ministry, God's going to raise up a generation that's going to take this in ministry to the ends of the world. That it's gonna move in such a mighty way, amen. God's setting in on individuals, he's putting them in place, amen. God's a God that does things decently, he does them in order, amen. So can we just lift our hands to heaven today? Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's in this room. Lord, I thank you for the call and the anointing that's upon every last one. From the eldest to the youngest and everyone in between, you've anointed and appointed for such a time as now. Help us, Lord, to fan the next generation. Help us to blow on them and breathe the Spirit of God upon them, Father God. Help us to encourage them, to lift them up, Father God. To be the men and women that you've called them to be. The Father says, he's called and appointed each and every one of you for a time such as now. Don't get caught up in the now, but watch me turn things around and things then it will become a wow. You'll see things come to pass that you never saw before. Don't be weary. I'm getting ready to open up a brand new door. And as you walk through this door, walk in my power and my might Don't ever have the spirit of fright, but know what I have said to you I will bring to pass. So rest in my finished work. Rest in me, says the Lord. Rest in me, says the Lord, and don't grow weary as you're doing good. Your harvest is right around the corner. It may not look like it, it may not seem like it, but I have appointed you for such a time as now. So would you just say, yes, Lord? Would you say, yes, Lord, I answer the call? I receive from you today the power and the authority to do what you called me to do. Breathe on everyone in the room, Lord. Fresh breath, Father God. Fresh breath, Father God. Those visions that have been laying dormant, breathe on them, Lord, so they rise up. So they rise up, Father God. As you said for us to write the vision and make it plain for those that read it, so that when they read it, they can run with it. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for the plans that you have for each and every one that's gathered here today. Your plans are for good and not for evil. And every last one has a hope and an expected end. So we praise you and we give you glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're yet still to do. And we rejoice and we celebrate you today. Give him a hand clap of praise.